If you've ever felt like customer support from a call center is hopeless, there are some statistics to back that up. Forbes recently reported that 50% of calls that go through call centers go unresolved. And IBM hopes to change that by putting their new star employee on the job, a supercomputer named Watson. Yes, that Watson.
Now we come to Watson. We're looking for Bram Stoker. And we find, who is Bram Stoker and the wager? Hello, 17,973, 41,413, and a two-day total of 70.
After outsmarting humans to win a Jeopardy championship, Watson was put to work in the medical field, helping doctors determine courses of treatment. Now IBM is shifting Watson's focus to customer service, where it thinks his unique skill set will be put to great use. And here to fill us in on Watson's post-Jeopardy career, Steve Gold. He's IBM's Vice President of Watson Solutions. And Steve, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Now, I think a lot of us speak with customer service computers, you know, at a bank or a pharmacy. That's not exactly what Watson is doing. What will Watson be doing?
It is a little bit different. And in fact, if we look at what most of us have grown up with in terms of computing, it's largely a programmatic approach. And when we think about programmatic computing, it has certain limitations. It's governed by, you know, what the program itself is intended to do. It's governed by rules and decision trees. And as a consequence, many of us have experienced the limitations of the systems and not getting to the outcome we're seeking or not able to get to the right information at a point in time where it's actually actionable. Watson is a whole new generation of computing, a generation of cognitive systems. You know, and these systems are marked by a number of notable differences. First, the ability to navigate natural language. Now, this is a little bit different than speech recognition. As we all can appreciate, due to colloquialisms and idiosyncrasies of speech, that's a formidable challenge. For example, you know, asking a computer to comprehend how a house can burn up as it burns down, or why is it that, you know, feet smell and noses run? You know, these are things that, you know, humans, you know, understand with ease, but computers have always been challenged. So Watson has this innate ability to understand the complexities of human speech. Second, Watson can take vast amounts of information. In the case of Jeopardy, it was looking at about 200 million pages of data and providing insights and confidence-weighted responses in a little under 3 seconds. Now, for Jeopardy, that was important because that's how long it took Alex Trebek to read the question, and you couldn't buzz in before that question had been read. You know, for healthcare or for the call center, the performance characteristics will be aligned to the particular use case. But the third thing that cognitive systems do very well is they can learn.
So, Steve Gold, where is Watson right now?
Physically, Watson resides in a variety of data centers accessible through the internet. The latest offering is a software as a service, so it provides ubiquitous access to organizations that are looking to incorporate and embrace this technology. You know, Watson today is a very different system in that what we saw at Jeopardy was 90 IBM P750 servers working in tandem, 2,880 cores to process information, 15 terabytes of memory. That system today on an apples-to-apples comparison has been reduced by 75%, and the system now is 240% faster. And in fact, we can actually run Watson on a single P750 IBM server, which opens up a number of new opportunities as to where we potentially can take this technology.
So if somebody makes a call to a call center where Watson is operating or, you know, can operate through various different computer servers, will they actually have a conversation with Watson, or is this an automated conversation, or Watson is helping to feed information to somebody who's taking calls?
It's available in both configurations as an agent-assisted offering as well as a self-service offering. In a self-service, you know, an individual would be interacting directly with Watson, presenting questions in natural language and having a dialogue. Watson, when it fields a question or an input, is looking at its evidence, it's looking at its knowledge source, what we would call the corpus of information, and it's bringing back not just an answer, but it's bringing back a set of possible responses, and those each response is weighted with confidence, because there may be more than one answer, you know, to a possible question, and so Watson does two things. One, it certainly shares as a humble genius all of the possible answers that would fit the requirement that were established by the user's question. And two, Watson's willing to share the evidence that would support that answer. So it's always completely transparent.
So you're talking about a number of different contexts that Watson works in, can understand and recognize voice. But what makes this computer so well suited to this type of customer service?
So when we think about the challenges of customer service, when we think about the 270 billion calls that come in, when we think about 50% of those calls going unresolved or requiring escalation, as you pointed out earlier, when we think about the self-serve model, all of us have dialed into these voice systems and we hit zero as fast as we can to try to get to a human, because we know that system's not going to be able to resolve the question or issue I have that I called in for. And even the systems that are out today, the automated virtual agents, these are systems guided by rules. And unfortunately, you know, rules tend to make systems very brittle. They're designed, you know, with a certain mindset. Unless the question or set of queries follows that mindset, it's not likely to resolve or end in a result that gives the consumer what they were looking for. Watson doesn't follow a set of rules. It's completely unencumbered from that capacity. So, you know, not only is it able to understand the question, but it's uniquely capable to go out and find the content and context. And we saw that with Jeopardy. It was bringing back not just a simple match, if you will, of the question or keywords. It was actually bringing back a passage or a reference that was relevant to the question, which is exactly what consumers want to be able to do.
What about pushback? I mean, because this is part of the criticism, right? That computers are replacing people more and more. They can provide better service. They don't cost as much money. I mean, do you at IBM, even when you're designing a system like Watson for call centers, do you engage in that debate?
I think it's different than maybe it's certainly a discussion. And, you know, I would say Watson isn't going to replace the agent. Actually, what Watson is likely to do is take away the undesirable aspect of the agent's job. So very few of the agents relish spending time on the phone with a customer looking through records and looking through product manuals to try to find the response. It's equally as frustrating for them as it is for the consumer. Where they really are great is building that relationship with that consumer. You know, one of our clients pointed out this is actually a great way to retain talent, because a lot of time the reason the talent leaves is they don't have the proper tools to do their job.
Steve Gold, we did a story on the program about Watson when Watson was on Jeopardy in 2011. And it was kind of funny because I'm having the same experience now. It's hard not to call Watson a he or a him, you know, right? To sort of imagine Watson sitting there as a big machine with, you know, one of those headsets on at a call center. But of course, clearly, Watson was designed to be responsive in a way to human interactions. How do you think of Watson inside of IBM?
You know, Watson is still an it. It's neither a he or a she, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's so easy, you know, to get comfortable as you would with an individual interacting with a Watson.
Steve Gold, Vice President of IBM's Watson Solutions Unit. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you can find much more about the supercomputer called Watson, including some of the jobs he's been put to work doing after winning on Jeopardy. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, a West Coast conductor brings some new heat to New Hampshire's classical scene. We're going to be speaking with Donato Cabrera about bringing some great music to the masses when Word of Mouth continues.